systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is a Wednesday, August 18th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And I'm Sean.
Oh, what's up, Sean?
Oh,
welcome back,
yeah.
SA.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, and thank all of you for joining us. The Wednesday Night Show, episode 389, of course, thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these if you want to watch them as they happen. Oh, you need a Ustream account, of course, to chat. 406-204-4687, that's the number. Give us a call live, say hi, say what's up, say how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
How is the new job? What is this, day four, day three? Still digging it?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking
good place to
easy
work.
Peasy, dude. My third day, and the other guy that I work with today that should be training me was asking me questions.
Nice.
So. Yeah, that's a little saying a little
you've
something.
I don't know. You've been working in kitchens your whole life.
Not my whole life.
No, I know. But since I've known you and since you've been here in Montana, you've been cooking.
Most of my work experience has been in the kitchen.
Right.
Yeah.
And not just because you're a woman. And it's genetically encoded into your Levi genes.
No, actually, I hated cooking up until I got a kitchen job.
Really?
And then I started liking it.
See, that's weird. Usually most people like love cooking and then they get a cooking job and they're like, I fucking hate this so bad.
Nah, it's because my family, they're all a bunch of chefs and stuff and they're amazing cooks or whatever. And then I just didn't want to do it because I didn't want that responsibility type deal. Like, I didn't want them to know that I could cook because then they would ask me to cook.
Right. That's like with the computer stuff. As soon as I let anyone know that I know something, they're like, oh, well, here, you can do this, this, and then this for free.
And so,
no,
whatever.
I'm not.
But no, I like it now and I love it. And okay.
Right on.
Good push, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah.
Matt just farted, everybody.
That's right.
I like to cook in a commercial setting. Like, I like to do it.
What do you like to cook?
Work. Everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
What don't you like to cook? Anything for me?
Can you cook a cow fetus?
Whoa.
I could.
Be good?
It's beef.
It's what's for dinner.
Fucking A, I heard that. So, hey, welcome back, Sean. How was the, where did you go?
Well, I wanted to ask you, I've been gone for a week, and what did you tell our listeners?
I told them that you went off on a vision quest to have lots of gay sex and to hopefully catch AIDS.
Well, you know,
you were a bug chaser.
The first part of that's true. I did go on a spirit quest.
A vision quest?
Vision quest,
spirit
whatever.
Bearer. Spirit bearer. Give me the strength, spirit bearer.
Well, actually, what happened is last minute, in one day, I got a call asking if I wanted
to go. Now, hold on. Before you say what you did, why don't you tell everyone what you told everyone you did?
I told everybody I was taking a personal hiatus.
Okay, because I told everyone that I didn't know that I came home and you had left a note and all your stuff was gone.
Right, but I told you exactly where I was going.
Right, but you also told me not to tell anybody exactly where you were going.
Yeah, I kind of ditched out on three shows I was booked to do to take this trip.
Thank you for that.
Well, I'm sure I heard they all bombed, so.
Thank you for that as well. I learned a little bit about myself. I suck at rapping if you're not there with me. So
it's good to have a hype man.
I need you. Hey, you complete me.
Thanks, buddy.
At least when we rap.
Hey, I am the official FOS hype man. I got the best year.
Drill. Awesome. So what did you actually do?
Well, I actually got an all-expense-paid trip to go to the Mile High Music Festival in Denver, Colorado, in the back of an RV. And I got snuck in for free. We had a whole scam going with my buddy who sells T-shirts, was there as a vendor. He snuck us in. And, I documented the whole thing.
What was the concert you guys went to?
Well, it was called the Mile High Music Fest in Denver, Colorado.
And I saw some of the footage that you brought back, and that, holy shit, dude, that place was fucking packed.
I believe it was like 70,000 people strong.
No shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I got lots of footage, and we'll have a documentary on that soon, as soon as
yeah,
I can all put
definitely.
Together.
Who were some of the headlining bands there?
Well, they had Jack Johnson, Dave Matthews Band, Steve Miller Band, Train, Weezer, Cypress Hill, Atmosphere, Slightly Stupid.
Damn.
Fuck, just to name a few.
That's fucking wicked. And how much were tickets for that?
$200.
If you were to actually pay for them and not sneak in.
$200.
And you snuck in.
We snuck in.
The whole festival.
Both days.
No problem.
No problem.
How did you pull that off?
Well, my buddy's a t-shirt vendor. And so what it is they get a special.
So he paid for his spot.
Right. And actually he had to pay $1,500.
Holy
to
shit.
To have a spot at this concert.
But if you think about it, so $1,500 divided by what? 75,000 potential
customers.
That's not bad.
No, he did it. He made all right. He'd made out all right by the end of it. But
that's good.
Anyway, so how it works is they give the vendors these bracelets. Vendor bracelets, and you get to go through the back gate. So there's no, they don't search you. There's no fucking hassle.
Right.
Nothing like that. So what they did is there's four of them. So they have four bracelets. They would go in, send two people out an hour later with the two other bracelets, and we would just tape them back on each other's wrists and kind of just do the back and forth sneakaroo.
That's awesome.
You know? Yeah, it was tight.
Which is funny because those bracelets are designed to prevent that sort of thing happening, and you totally exploited that to your benefit.
Well, you know, most event security...
is a joke?
They're pretty fucking dumb.
Right.
I'm sure most of them didn't complete grade 10,
I'm sure
10,
most of
you know?
Them didn't really give a shit.
Pretty much. So, yeah, it was a great trip.
How was the ride down there? What was the... Give us a picture of what the ride down there was like.
Well, you know, we were told we're riding an RV with 10 other people. Me and my sister went down there.
Right.
And we didn't see this thing first. So we're in Missoula at like 2 in the morning waiting to be picked up. And we're dreading to see what this busted up RV looks like.
Yeah, because you left after the Friday show. You didn't do the Friday show, did you?
I left last Wednesday, actually.
Or the Wednesday show. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was one of those.
And, So this thing fucking pulls up, and we're stoked. It's a nice RV. It's big.
Wow.
The door opens. There's a fucking slamming system, lights, mirrors on the walls.
Full-on flat panel TV.
37-inch
like,
flat screen.
That's
high def.
Sick
fucking.
As fuck, for
dude.
Sure.
So most of the footage, I got like 2 hours of footage from the road trip there. Most of it's really just us partying, dancing, and smoking a lot of pot.
Nice.
So.
Nice. So, are you glad I told you to say fuck the shows and go? Because you were kind of having second thoughts, and I was like, dude, you need this.
Well,
you should go.
Yeah, I didn't want to flake out, you know, but I definitely needed this. And you know what?
You seem like you're in a good state of mind now.
Well, I feel very inspired. I had a little adventure, you know.
It's something else, like being kind of a rapper and then seeing, like, real professional, like, been in the game for
like
over
skilled
a decade,
rappers.
Like Atmosphere and yeah. Cypress Hill, like, watching them work with the crowd and perform their sets mm-hmm. and stuff, like, it's, I don't know, there's something about it. Every time I go see a show like that, like, all I do is sit there and stare, and I'm making, like, mental notes, like, what they're doing and how they're doing it and how they hold themselves and all that stuff. Like, I'm not even really listening to the music
it's
as much.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah, totally. I'm just, like, in awe. Just like, wow,
and you know,
this is what I want to do. That's awesome.
That's what it did for me. Because, you know, I've never really been a concert goer. This is probably the first concert in my life I've ever been to. You know, anything of this scale. So, being on the other side of the microphone most of the time, you know, you kind of, sometimes you... Even the richest, most famous rappers and recording artists sometimes sit down and wonder why the fuck they're doing what they do. Well, being there and standing in that crowd of people and feeling and hearing and seeing the music and seeing the crowd and seeing the people there just to celebrate music. And
right, right.
It you know, it kind of inspired me.
Yeah, it's a very surreal experience, especially with a crowd of that many people.
It was fucking insane. How many people, when fucking Cypress Hill was up there and they started just busting out, how many people had hands in the air breaking down?
Oh, yeah, I bet.
fucking massive amounts of pot.
Now, what do they do differently from what we do, other than have, you know, a sold-out arena and real equipment and whatnot?
Well, one, they have a live DJ.
That's helpful.
And live instrument players.
Also helpful.
Backup singers.
Right.
A couple $100,000 worth of lights, speakers.
Check. Check.
A stage bigger than this apartment fucking
check.
Building. Okay.
A stage bigger than every bar we've ever played at combined.
Let's see. They got really good songs.
Okay.
And one
okay.
thing they do is they don't do just do their songs start to finish like we've been doing at our
right.
at our shows. They'll do most of a song and then they'll just switch it and bust into another
well,
one.
Well, when you're rapping, when you're rapping off of a fucking laptop, you know, like what else can you do?
Not much.
I mean, I don't know how else to do this, you know? That's why I never really perform much. It was more just to make CDs and make music for that, you know, for the podcast or mm-hmm. for, you know, the internet, basically. It wasn't made for performing-wise. So I think it's a different kind of animal when you're actually making music with performance in mind.
You know, and you and I both have seen how hard it is just to keep a bar full of people entertained
yeah,
and interested,
sure.
you know?
Fuck
this
yeah.
is like, I mean, there had to be at least 20,000 people standing
yeah, I saw
there.
Some of the pictures you guys took, and I was like, dude, that is fucking, that's like
and
more
that was,
people than live in our valley
yeah, that
here.
Was earlier in the day, too. You should
that's
see
amazing.
Some of the other footage I had.
And you figure 70,000 people times $200 a piece.
It's a lot of fucking money.
Well,
but
they better make some money.
How much does Atmosphere cost to come
I don't know,
play?
But
how
Jack Johnson costs $500,000.
How much does Cypress Hill cost to come play?
Probably.
Yeah, that,
Weezer.
It's
half
a lot
of
mill probably for all the big names.
It's a lot
I'm
of
sure.
money, for sure.
And you know what was really cool? I saw the Steve Miller Band live.
Who's that?
Where
do they play?
They're classic, dude. They've been around forever. Fly
oh, okay.
Like an Eagle, The Joker.
Really?
I think, did they do Devil Went Down to Georgia? Was that Steve Miller Band?
I have no idea.
Hmm. Maybe not. Hmm. Well, anyway, lots of people know who they are.
Okay.
They're really big.
Okay.
So they did The Joker, you know, I'm a singer, I'm a joker, I'm that song.
Midnight
you know?
Joker.
Playing my music in the sun, yeah.
Right.
And they had Jack Johnson sing the song.
Nice.
While they played it. It was so great.
Well, that's cool, man.
Jack Johnson's guitarist can rap pretty good, too. There was a
really
cool spot where Jack Johnson's laying down a song, and all of a sudden his guitarist busts out with some freestyle, or not freestyle, but part of the song, he rapped it.
Yeah.
He was white.
That's cool.
Good to see white people rapping in front
well,
of the
Atmosphere,
crowds.
How was his crowd?
Well, he was in like a big ass like tent.
Oh, nice.
Filled the fucking thing. Front to
yeah,
back,
dude.
Overpouring.
Everyone loves Sean and Ant, for
oh,
sure.
Dude, people were getting fucking down, dude. It was
yeah.
it was tight.
It's good stuff.
And you know, seeing him and then seeing Cypress Hill and contrasting those two, you know.
Well, two totally different styles.
Right.
So what did you come to the conclusion of?
That all you need is sick beats and just a lot of rhymes. Your songs don't really have to make that much sense.
Right, right.
And you know, if you're in front of a crowd of like 10,000 drunk and stone people, all you have to say is I love marijuana and beer, and you'll bring the fucking house down.
Fucking A.
Show was a success.
Woot.
That's all you got to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll keep that in mind for our next show.
Oh, yeah. I got big plans for our next shows, bro.
Nice.
And I got a lot of shit. See? So much shit going on up in here, dude.
I see that.
Right
Your
now.
Eyes are
I can
bugging
tell.
Out.
Like,
I know.
I,
look
I,
at this kid.
I can think of a rhyme right now. You want to drop me a beat?
He's a new man.
You want to kick that beat? Yo, check it out. I went to the festival, and it was hectic, fool. Got and saw Atmosphere by the swimming pool. Cypress Hill, I seen him smoke a cross joint. Six motherfucking sides up in this house, boy. See? $1 million song right
wow.
there, dude. It never stops.
Yeah.
That's a rap.
That is a rap.
Awesome.
No, but I did see Cypress Hill light up a six-pointed cross joint, a double
what is
cross
a,
joint.
I don't understand. What's a cross joint?
Or actually, it's 5 points. It's one main joint, and then
like
any of those that have seen Pineapple Express know what it is.
Yeah,
oh, that
dude.
Thing?
Well, he
yeah.
had a double cross joint.
Right,
had
right.
two crosses on it.
Okay.
I seen him spark that fucker up and start smoking on stage, and
that's awesome.
Then their drummer fucking cleared like a 7-foot bong, and he's all like coughing and like falling over, and the show almost stopped because he was freaking out. He's like, "Dude, I can't fucking breathe. I can't fucking breathe. Something's wrong, man. I'm freaking out.
Oh my god, oh my god, like, are you okay?"
He's like, "Oh my god, dude, I need a doctor. I need a doctor right now." And
Paging
like,
you need a Dr. Green Thumb.
Yeah, and then they just bust out, "Hello, doom, my name is Dr. Doom, Green Thumb." Fucking crowd went nuts, dude.
That's awesome.
It was fucking tight.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. You took some time out and...
Honestly, I was betting on you guys wrecking the RV because of drunk driving or you getting injured in some way, shape, or form.
Our drivers were pretty fucking hammered at most times.
I know.
Basically, we would party our asses off. Everybody would pass out and take a nap except the driver. Then we'd wake up.
As far as you know.
Yeah. And then we'd wake up, somebody would switch, and we'd start drinking again.
I just want to say I'm very impressed that you did this. You went there, you did what you did, and you came back without so much as a scratch. How's the dick?
Not arrested or
how's
anything.
How's my dick?
How's your dick?
He's doing good.
Did he get any play while you were out there?
You know, I didn't. And this trip wasn't about that, Matt.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, well, right before the show.
Fair enough.
Well, okay, so, you know, I'm back in my stomping grounds, you know, whatever.
How's that been going? How's the dick been since you've been back? Just plowing fields or what?
Taking care of or
what? Well, I'll tell you what, being stuck on an RV and not being able to whack off or get laid for a week.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I came home. You know, I feverishly masturbate to Sailor Moon for hours a night, you know.
Awesome.
So, you calculate, extrapolate that.
I will.
Okay. A week of no beating off, no sex, yeah.
Just immediately searching for Poon as soon as you got back into the valley.
On his way back, on the phone, like, I need some Poonster.
Every girl in the phone book.
Hopping on Poonster.com, like, just racking it down.
Actually, first thing I did, honestly, is I pretty much, you know, I came home, I hung out with my folks, and then I came back to the house here, and I just locked myself in my room. Busted out KY and went to town. I made it through like 5 Sailor Moon episodes, dude.
Nice. Shit, yeah.
Fucking A.
Well, that's good, man. Good to have you back. Glad you had a good time and
fuck
all that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the rest of the footage. Yep. And
I
want to
see some of it. I'm pretty
sit
excited.
Down with you and edit it all together and make a coherent little video of your trip.
It'll be neat. It'll be neat.
The footage I saw, it looked... fun. It looked good. We'll definitely have some cool videos up on thejamhole.com/YouTube for y'all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I work for your friend. Now, have you talked to your friend at all? Does he say, like, oh, this chick's retarded. Why'd you send me this chick? Or, like...
No, he says that it's weird working with a girl in the kitchen because it's a bar. Most of the girls there, well, all of the girls there work at the bar. None of them cook, so he says...
I guess that's probably got to be a little odd.
It's kind of odd. You know, he said, you talk too fucking much. I was like, I know, dude, sometimes you just got to tell her, we're not podcasting, we're cooking. Now get the fuck in the kitchen and cook.
Well, I see, the thing is I trip people up. Most people, when they talk and don't do shit, or when they're quiet, they're working. See, I can talk and do shit.
Well, it's not the fact that you're not getting your work done. It's just the fact that he's not used to having someone back there that can't shut the fuck up.
No, he's not used to having someone back there.
That too.
He's normally, you know, when you do a shift there, you do it by yourself.
Yeah, but no, he says you're doing fine. You know your way around the kitchen. Like I said, you are a girl. Most girls know their way around a kitchen. So
no, most girls really don't.
If you need some laundry done, you're the one to call on. And
I'm gonna.
I told him if he really wants to get in good with you, to call you Daniel.
No, dude, most women, yeah, they can cook at home, but they can't cook in a kitchen.
Well, yeah, I know.
Like, that does not come normally to a chick. Chicks do not fucking dig that for some reason.
Dude, the other day, this was so awesome, I was driving, and I was in back of this fucking car with handicap plates, and there's this old lady driving, and I vaguely hear Eminem, like, raging out of that car. And we drive by these people standing. It's a dude and his girlfriend or whatever, a dude and a chick, standing in their yard. And right as I hear the Eminem, they, like, look over and they're like, was that old grandma listening to Eminem? And as I drive by, I hear that. I hear them say that. And I, like, reach my head out the window. I'm like, she's totally listening to fucking Eminem. And we all just, like, started laughing. But
that's crazy.
It was so weird. Like, this lady was old. Like, 80s. early 80s.
Could be like,
dude,
that lady you saw at the show the other day that was like, I really like your style.
I guess. It was so weird. Like, handicap plates, old Cadillac, like, bumping Eminem. Just this old lady. I was like, what the fuck is this world coming
Rap's taking over, man.
I could see her, like, driving, just being like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, nigga.
Bitch, I'm gonna kill you. You don't wanna fuck with me.
Yeah, totally. Like, some shit like that.
She's like, oh, shit, this is my favorite part right here.
Yeah, hold on. Bitch, I'm gonna kill you.
Wow.
It blew my mind, though. I was like, huh. I hope that's, you know, you've made it. When your music transcends the ages.
Dude, that
like
was like,
that.
We did a show at the fucking Packers Roost, which is a redneck biker bar.
Bunny on Belay says she probably couldn't figure out how to shut it off after her grandkid borrowed the caddy.
Probably.
I could see that. Sorry, the biker bar?
Yeah, we did a show there one time, me and Pill, and it was pretty neat to see two old-ass fucking busted-up redneck. A couple, like a man and a woman, old married couple, rednecks,
right,
out there bumping and grinding on
nice.
The dance floor while
nice.
Rapping. They had to be at least mid-60s, man.
It's a good wow. feeling when that stuff happens.
It is. It gives you hope.
It does.
It gives you faith in the music, you know?
So, you know how we were talking the other day about the Highway Zamboni?
Right, right.
Did you see what they did on that road now?
Uh-uh.
They dropped the fucking speed limit. On
Are
that
you serious?
Road. So now instead of us, instead of 75 going out there, it's fucking 60.
Well,
really?
That's gay.
Because
that, you can blame that on idiot drivers.
Oh my god. They said they were going to drop it down to 65, but they had too many people complaining that that was too fast. Are you serious? Do you know how slow that is? Do you know how long it's going to take now if you go the speed limit, like to get from Kalispell to the airport or to Sea Falls or Whitefish going that
Good
way.
Good thing I don't drive that way.
God, that pisses me off. Like, don't... It's not the speed limit's fault. Regardless of how fast they were going, that shit is going to happen. You
uh-huh.
know? It has nothing to do with how the speed limit...
It's just people.
People just don't know how to fucking look where they're going. I mean, Christ, dude.
Yeah.
You can't... I fucking hate that so bad.
I'm sorry.
So, and you know how we, the other day we were talking about... I saw that we've been seeing these signs around that say, don't text and drive, arrive alive.
Yes.
Well, I found a story here that gives that a little meaning here. In California, texting while driving caused Hollywood plastic surgeon Dr. Frank Ryan... caused a fatal accident on the Pacific Coast Highway. His ex-girlfriend told People magazine.
Because she wants fame and
shut
fortune.
Your mouth, ex-girlfriend. Oh, yeah, he was texting while driving.
Jesus Christ.
Quote, he lived up on Malibu on a tiny street, and he was texting while driving, and he accidentally went over the cliff, she said. She said Ryan's family was told by investigators that his texting contributed to his death. Well, we better just ban cell phones then.
Yeah.
Cell
you know,
phones are killing
that
people.
You can't even be on your phone while you're driving or you'll get pulled over and arrested.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Bunny on Belay, no, she's a 4-lane highway, wide open and straight. What the fuck is up with all the wrecks? People are constantly getting slaughtered on that road.
People are stupid.
Because people are stupid. It's Darwinism at its finest. Natural selection, man. If you're dumb enough to not be able to text and drive, and then
don't
you,
do it.
Yeah, there you go. That's what happens.
Done and done.
New York, yeah, it's illegal to even talk on your cell phone.
Yeah,
while driving.
Kansas City, too, when I lived down there, it was illegal. Like, cops pull you the fuck over if they see you talking on your phone.
That's fucking, yeah. Well, I guess if you have idiots all the time doing
yeah,
that
Yeah, some
shit,
people
then.
Can't do it. You know, they can barely talk and walk at the same time, let alone navigate a highway. But I hate that so bad. California Highway Patrol confirmed to People that Ryan, 50, was texting before the crash, but would not say if it caused the accident. It is one of the elements we are investigating. Minutes before his crash, Ryan had tweeted. Of course he did. Quote,
you little tweeter.
After
you little thank tweeter, you. You.
Thank you. After 25 years of driving by, I finally hiked to the top of the giant sand dune on the PCH west of Malibu. Much harder than it looks. Whoo. W-H-E-W.
And then I died.
And then he died.
Wow.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, fuck.
My Twitter cost me my
oh,
life.
He also tweeted a photo of his dog on the dune.
Of course.
Emergency responders attempted to remove him from the vehicle, but were unsuccessful. He was pronounced dead at the scene. His dog, Jill, was thrown from the vehicle and found in the ocean.
Wow.
Wow. That's a little gnarly.
Air Bud, huh?
Fucking A, right? Jack and Jill went up the hill. Jill got ejected from the car.
Ouch.
She suffered serious injuries to her head, paw, and eye, and was later released to a member of Dr. Ryan's ranch staff. Oh. Ryan, if you didn't know, was a staple in Hollywood, working on countless celebrities, including Janice Dickinson, who? Adrienne Curry, who? Shauna Sand, who? And Gene Simmons, who? Oh.
We all know who that is. Come
Who's
on.
That?
Gene Simmons.
Kiss? Come on.
Oh. Sweating to the oldies with Gene Simmons.
Russell?
Gene Simmons. Come on now, people.
Oh, wait, no. The exercise
Richard
guy.
Simmons is the exercise guy.
Wait a minute. Gene Simmons is Kiss. Yeah.
Right.
My mistake.
Both raging homos.
I'm ignorant.
Easily confused.
No, wait a minute. I thought Gene Simmons had a wife and kids.
Yeah, but so is Tom Cruise. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean,
Deco Punk says, thank God the dog is okay.
I know, right?
Right.
But his work with MTV reality star Heidi Montag was what earned him notoriety.
Really?
He completely and publicly transformed the troubled celebrity's looks. Performing 10 procedures in one day, Ryan gave Montag a mini brow lift, Botox, nose job, back scoop, liposuction, and an ear pinning, among other alterations.
Wait a minute. Ear pinning?
Right.
Back scoop?
Right.
Oh, is that?
What?
Oh, I don't
what
even
know.
Never
that?
Mind. I'm not even going to mention.
What is it, Miss Discovery Health? What is a
you know,
back
something
scoop?
Something people have that you know of.
What?
Something you told me not to mention.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, I'm
then.
Sure she went and got that done.
Moving on.
No, I'm saying probably to fix that.
Moving on.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe. That's just, I don't know, a back scoop, that's what it sounds like to me, is like a weird dip in the back that you would want taken care of.
A back scoop sounds
or
like...
Or maybe they're putting a scoop in
the
back.
Yeah, like you're
know.
Putting in a curve where there isn't one.
Hmm.
Or something. Anyone in the chat know? Back
Make it more
scoop.
Sexually dynamic.
Right, aerodynamic.
Make me look right.
But Montag praised him in the hours after his death, calling him, quote, the most brilliant, talented surgeon who will ever exist.
Wow.
I mean, if he can make her look, you know, good. Decent, I'm not going to say good. I mean, she doesn't look good by any extent of the meaning, but, you know. Yeah. Taking to her Twitter page, as all people will do when they have something important to say under 140 characters, Montag wrote, quote, my thoughts and prayers go out to his mother, family, friends, and anyone who was ever blessed enough to meet him. He is in a better place. I'm devastated to hear the news of his death. He was the most amazing person I've ever known. This is over 140 characters. Come on, Heidi. He was an angel and changed my life and the lives of everyone he met. Probably the lives of everyone that you met, too. You beast. You she-beast.
Jesus, Matt.
He was the most brilliant, talented surgeon who will ever exist. Dr. Frank Ryan changed the world by injecting poison into the Hollywood's finest.
Yay!
Of course.
Well, you know what?
What?
Now that he's dead, I'm sure he still has plenty of work up there in heaven with Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson.
Fucking oh, wow. Come on.
Me.
Oh, come on. Oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Holla.
Wow, people.
Awesome. Anyone know who Dr. Laura is? Moving on.
Yes, nope. The sex doctor, Dr. Laura, right?
Well, she apparently is...
She's old.
...is going to end her radio show.
Okay.
Embattled radio talk show host Dr. Laura Schlesinger announced Tuesday she will not renew her contract that is up at the end of the year, telling CNN's Larry King Live she wants to, quote, regain my First Amendment rights. She's going to start a podcast.
Probably.
Schlesinger, 63, has been under fire for using the N-word repeatedly during an on-air conversation last week with a caller. What's the N-word? Which one would that be?
You know, that one that rhymes with nagger.
Oh. Okay.
Got it.
In announcing her decision not to do radio anymore after being in the business for more than 30 years. Man, I bet sex has changed a lot in 30 years. I bet sex has changed a lot in the last 10 years.
I bet.
She said, I want to be able to say what's on my mind and in my heart and what I think is helpful and useful without somebody getting angry or some special interest group deciding this is a time to silence a voice of dissent. What happened to the good old days when we could just toss around the N-word like we own them, you know?
Whoa.
Because back in the good old days, we did own them.
Whoa.
So there. National Führer, Mein Führer, erupted when Schlesinger used the N-word 11 times in 5 minutes during a call August 10th with an N-word caller who was seeking advice on how to deal with racist comments from her white husband's friends and relatives.
Mm.
Well, honey, there's your first mistake. Is that usually you see black guys with white chicks, not the other way around. Rarely do you see a black chick with a white dude unless you live in Montana.
Rarely do you see a black chick with a black dude.
Yeah, right? What happened to that?
Everybody just kind of dates outside the spectrum.
Like, hey, I'll trade you. I'll trade you an African-American and raise you a Mexican.
See your Mexican toss out two Asians.
And a Puerto Rican.
And a Russian.
Ooh.
What was that South Park where in the future everybody was just brown colored?
The gobs or the goos, the goo people.
Yeah, all the races mixed together. They say that's going to happen if our species survives long enough. Eventually there will be one race.
And we're all gray or whatever.
Yeah.
All just talking telepathically?
Pretty much.
Fuck yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The conversation evolved into a discussion on whether it's appropriate to use the word ever. With Schlesinger arguing it's used on HBO and by black comedians.
Yeah, what the hell does it matter anymore? Does it mean anything, really?
Oh, and Amesby says, you're thinking of Sue Johansson. Or maybe Dr. Ruth?
Yes.
She's the old...
That's who it was. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Amesby. Schlesinger apologized the following day, saying, quote, I was attempting to make a philosophical point, and I articulated the N-word all the way out. More than one time, and that was wrong. I'll say it again. That was wrong. While Schlesinger told King on Tuesday she was still regretful over the incident, she said she feels her freedom of speech rights have been usurped by angry, hateful N-words who don't want to debate. They want to eliminate. Don't debate, eliminate with lemonade. And
don't debate, eliminate the hate.
And hang the gays.
Move to an all-white state.
Whoa.
The other white state.
Montana.
Awesome.
What?
Quote, I decided it was time to move on to other venues where I could say the N-word and not have to live in fear anymore. She plans to expand her internet presence with her website. I'm not retiring, I'm not quitting, she said. I feel energized, actually, stronger and freer to say the things that I believe need to be said for people in this country, like the N-word.
Mm.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
You know, that word does seem to be losing its meaning.
The meaning should have been lost a long time ago.
Meaning should have been lost when the last slave
died.
Exactly.
Now it's just a slang anymore. Like, fucking... Asian people are calling other Asian people nigga. It don't fucking matter.
It doesn't.
White people call each other nigga all the time, dude.
It's people that get offended by it that give the word the power that it has. Because the rest of us, we don't give a shit. At all. You can say whatever. Cunt, twat, nigger, fuck, faggot.
Bitch.
It doesn't matter. Do you know why? Because who cares? It's just a word.
Look at bitch and hoe. Like, in the 70s, if you called a chick or bitch a hoe in the 70s or 60s, they'd fucking be pissed.
And cunt in the 80s and 90s? I remember hearing my dad say that word. And that was only when he was so pissed.
That was edgy back then.
That was right before a slap in the face.
Nowadays, chicks are like, super bitch in the house.
Yeah,
I'm going down to the club to be a total hoe slut.
Whore's night out. Let's go, cunts.
Fucking let's go, bitches.
Yeah, totally. Like, who gives a shit? You know, it's a stupid fucking word that happens to rhyme with trigger, which is what they happen to like using. You know, like, it doesn't matter.
I'd have to say rap both help desensitize nigger, bitch, hoe, faggot. I mean,
every word that rhymes with every other word.
Yeah, rap just totally takes words that are offensive and says, you know what? It's your
fuck
time.
Fuck it, faggots and niggers. Fuck it.
Exactly.
And that's it. Moving on here, this is kind of awesome. America's latest folk hero flight attendant may be the one on a Southwest Airlines jet who took a 13-month-old baby from her mother after the woman slapped the crying child for kicking her.
Whoa.
Now, how does a 13-month-old kick you, first of all? Second of all, if the baby ain't shutting the fuck up, you need to slap that shit.
Do you need to shake it first or after?
No, you don't shake it. That'll kill it.
Shake
but you
it like
give
a
it
salt shaker.
A good... a good firm slap in the face lets the child know that you are the alpha, the child is the beta. You do what I say. Otherwise, the kid will walk all over you. And then what? Then you end up with a fucking street hoe on Maury being like, I do what I want, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna have a baby. And if I can't provide for that baby,
I'm just gonna steal it.
The flight attendant's actions, however, set off an intense debate. When and how should bystanders intervene? What do you think? Let's go to our panel. Sean, what do you think? And how should bystanders intervene?
I'm reminded of a...
How about mind your own fucking business?
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, man. If somebody... You know what? If I were a parent and I wanted to, you know, fucking slap my kid in the back of the head...
Absolutely. I'm going to
That's my
that.
Kid. I'm going to slap in the back of
but
the
no,
head.
But no, we're not
talking... CPS.
We're not talking about the parent, though. We're talking about when is it appropriate for a bystander to intervene. Like, if I see someone slap their baby, is it appropriate for me to go over there and be like, yeah, smack that little bitch, or to intervene? You know, that's what I'm saying.
None of the above.
I think... If it starts affecting me, if your kid is kicking my chair, I'm going to turn around, I'm going to smack that fuck.
Well, yeah, if it's affecting you, sure. I know I wouldn't slap the fuck. I'd turn around, look at the parent, be like, hey, control your fucking kid.
I slap the parent.
Right.
Hey, douche, pass it on.
Hit your kid some more, please.
That's right. What do you think, Sean? The voice of reason, Sean.
Is Sean or the other one that answers to my question?
That was rude.
Just playing.
Yes,
sorry,
Sean.
Danny.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Thank
lovely.
You.
I'm reminded of an old quote, and it goes, all that is needed for evil to flourish is for good men to remain silent.
What? I don't understand.
You don't understand?
No.
Well, people should intervene when they know it's absolutely the right thing to do. When you get that feeling, I should do something. Fucking do it. Because that's what stops rapes and hate crime.
Now, okay, if she was doing something detrimental to that child's health that would injure the child, it sounds like we don't have the whole story, but it sounds like she just gave it a good slap.
Well, dude, slapping a crying baby
You need to slap your kids, though.
Hold
that's
on,
the problem
on.
With kids
hold
today.
Hold on. Slapping a crying baby is just going to make it fucking cry more,
Only
dude.
If you say beforehand you want something to cry about, and then you do it.
At 13 months old...
Well, okay, I'll give you that. Man. 13 months old is a bit young
like
to
two years old is when you can really start beating them.
Right,
then they understand.
Right. Right, exactly.
That's when their brain is forming the most, too, so they get the fucking picture.
Okay.
13 months old.
Clap.
I don't know. Shit.
Quote, we live in such a mind your own business and I'll sue you for getting involved society that I feel we're afraid to stand up sometimes for the right thing, said Jen Reynolds, 38, a stay-at-home mom to 15-year-old and 16-month-old boys in Illinois. We don't want to be yelled at or told to butt out, she said. The flight attendant is definitely my hero. Parents on both sides of the corporal punishment debate agreed that hitting a baby that young was wrong. Can we agree with that?
Yes.
Probably not appropriate. I mean, 13 months.
I really
definitely
don't
not
care.
Effective if you're trying to stop it from crying.
Exactly. So the ends do not justify the means there. But 2 years old and up? Absolutely.
Good. Beat them three shades of red, motherfucker.
Fucking A.
Wow.
Fuck
three
yeah.
Shades of red.
That's
three
right.
Shades. But they also empathize with the mother, saying they've been exactly where she found herself on Monday on the Dallas to Seattle flight, stressed and trapped on an airplane with virtually no way to distract or console a child.
So slap it.
So knock its head against the fucking window till it passes out.
Shake
cool.
it like a soul shaker. Slap that baby.
Shit yeah.
Why don't you just bring some fucking Tylenol PM with you and shove it down its throat?
You know
I've done.
You know what my parents used to do?
A little vodka.
A little bit of whiskey on
little
the thumb.
A little whiskey. There you go.
Here's a little whiskey
it
on
the
thumb.
Either that or, you know, like cough medicine because it makes you sleepy.
And you know, they say it's wrong to give children drugs and alcohol, and my
Whatever.
Parents used to give me whiskey to help me sleep.
I say blow a little pot smoke in
Dude,
their face.
Other than my rage and alcoholism, I'm pretty normal.
Hate my life. Quote, My biggest question is, why didn't anybody else say anything before it got to the point of the baby being slapped? Federal laws that give crew members broad power to ensure safety can be invoked in situations like the one that unfolded on the flight, but those rules don't allow non-airline employees to intervene.
So
if you were sitting next to that child,
you can't,
like,
fucking say shit.
You can say shit, but I don't think any physical involvement.
Well, no, if I'm sitting next to you and the baby's fucking screaming, I'm not gonna just reach out, slap it. I'm gonna look at you and be like, hey, what the fuck?
But I will sit there and look at the baby and scream just as loud, if not louder, as the child is.
Right.
And that usually does the trick.
Yeah.
Like I said before,
they look
so confused
when you do that.
Yeah, if you can be more annoying than the child itself is, the child will stop and think to itself,
Is that what I sound like?
Exactly. And then you give them a complex. And
you just scream in their face as loud as you fucking can.
Fuck yeah. That's what I do. It works.
Like at the airport in New York, dude, there was somebody pushing by a baby and the kid was just fucking screaming and shit. And like no more than like 20 feet away from us, you know, and Matt, he just looks at it and goes, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
And you know what?
I was like,
it did the trick, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, the parent moved, like, just pushed the kid away from you.
Hey, problem solved. I don't give a fuck how you solve it. Just solve it, you know?
Just solve it.
Solve it with some solvent. I don't give a fuck.
Get the fuck out of here, please, and thank you.
Well, I'll say one thing. If I ever saw a person slap a baby, I'd probably give him an ass-chewing.
What? Yeah? Would you intervene at all? You would say something?
I would at least give them a piece of my fucking mind.
Really?
You know? And then if they got lippy with me, I would slap them. How do you like it, huh? When? You gonna cry?
Pick on somebody your own size, bitch!
I'd probably just look at them and say, yeah, should have had that abortion, huh?
I bet you're really regretting that now, huh?
Right?
Husband doesn't fuck you much anymore, does he?
Oh, man.
Nah, not so much.
Isn't it sad that we're the future of America?
No.
Not really.
I think it kind of is.
I've seen some generations after us that I'm like, oh boy, you know.
Yeah, wait till that one.
That's sad.
To vote.
Yeah, exactly. That's sad.
Fuck. Yeah.
Acts of aggression against children in public places are often witnessed, but frequently ignored. Simply put, most people don't know what to do. This lady says this is one of the most helpless feelings, both for the child and the witness, that you can imagine. Flight attendant Beverly McCurley told officers that she saw the mother hit the child on the face with her open hand while the father yelled at the mother to stop screaming at the girl. She noted the girl had a black eye. The parents said the bruise was from a dog bite.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you're gonna make up bullshit about how your 13-month-old got a black eye, maybe go with something a little more believable than, it was a dog bite.
Like,
the dog bit her eye. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Mm. Right. Happens
absolutely
all the time.
Duh.
In the shape of a fist. Okay, sure.
Right, of course.
That's so retarded. So we can definitely see some instability here in the home circle, if you will.
Just a smidge.
Father yelling at the mother, mother hitting the child, child screaming, has a black eye. Both parents say the dog did it. Like, really?
The dog did it. It's a clumsy kid.
The dog's probably the only sane one in that whole fucking family.
Probably.
McCurley described the mother as agitated. She said the woman also slapped the baby on the legs and told the child to shut up.
Well,
the mother later told police she popped the tired tot when the child kicked her because, quote, when she's screaming and she can't hear me say no, that's the only way I can get her to stop. Just a good pop in the mouth, you know? Just a little pop in the mouth.
Well, I mean, was it like a full-on slap, or was it seriously just a little pop?
Just a little pop in the mouth, you know?
Well, you know, that's...
Just a little dog bite.
That's fine. Fuck it. I don't care.
Just a little dog bite. The flight attendant said she took the baby and walked to the rear of the plane. Oh, she straight up took the baby. That's awesome. And the mother was like, oh, thank you. You can keep it. This one's on me. There's your tip.
Take it. I don't give a fuck.
And bring me some more of those whiskey shots, please. she walked to the rear of the plane. She said the father came back, took the child, and stood there with her until she fell asleep. The father told McCurley the parents had several arguments about the mother hitting the child. Oh, so maybe a little, maybe this happens quite a bit then.
Maybe.
Yeah, the father told the mother, or told police the mother would occasionally pop the child to stop her kicking and screaming, but that the baby had never been hit in the face. The parents weren't identified because no charges were planned. So, Yeah, that's what happens, I guess. Maybe don't bring your screaming babies on a fucking airplane.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's pretty aggravating.
I mean, mail that shit or
not do
no,
that
just
for us,
don't.
Please.
Yeah, that's just.
You know, they hand
rude.
Out the little packs of peanuts. They should hand out like little packets of like
sleeping pills,
Dramamine or something. Yeah, something to fucking
day
make
after
the baby
pills.
Sleep.
We were totally talking about like. Never mind.
Bleach pills. Let's just kill it. Great.
Yes, please.
All right. Moving on here. Police in southern Shenzhen City confirmed a patient's claim. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
That her anus had been sewn by a midwife suspected of taking revenge during the patient's labor because she failed to receive a good tip. Did you get all that?
She didn't get a good tip, so she sewed up the bitch's butthole.
Yes.
Wow.
That sucks.
A medical report by that's awesome.
Yeah. It is.
She's like, wait till she tries to take a dump.
She's like, ha ha ha, bitch.
That's right. Hey, tip your midwives. Tip your drivers. Tip your waiters, waitresses. Tip your midwives.
No
okay?
shit, man.
A medical report by the police showed the anus had been... Did you imagine the detective gets to work in the morning and this is on his desk? Like,
he's like,
okay,
yes.
Frankie, what is this? Who's joking here? No, this is your
this
first
is
case
surreal,
of the day.
Bro.
Showed the anus had been sewn with black threads and needle near her bleeding hemorrhoid.
Oh.
Have you guys ever had hemorrhoids before?
Yes.
Lovely.
Really?
Yes. Have one right now.
Do you really?
Yep.
How's that?
Did you try to poop too hard or something?
Probably.
I did get a hemorrhoid once from... I was so... Okay. I had the whiskey shit so fucking bad, dude.
Oh, those are the worst.
And it gave me a hemorrhoid one time. And they suck.
Amesby says, you have to tip your midwife now?
I guess.
Bunny on Play says, no shit. She could die from not being able to poop. Amesby says, it would just come out her mouth. It's like the human centipede. Awesome.
Whoa.
Ew.
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 Did you see that, Sean?
I don't want to see it. I do not want to watch that movie.
You have to.
No.
I'll make you.
Nah, we're not doing that.
I watched a movie last night that kind of grossed me out a little bit. It was that Sex Galaxy movie or whatever.
Yeah.
It's really funny, actually, if you get into it. But there's this part, like, the whole premise is sex is banned because it's overpopulation and shit, so these guys are going to another planet to find sex. And they find, they're on this little spaceship, and they find a video all about sex and stuff, so they're watching it just like, whoa, this is awesome.
Uh-huh.
And Mission Control, like, finds out that they're watching this stuff, so they're like, we'll teach them. And they start broadcasting a fucking STD awareness video. And it's so graphic, talking about chlamydia and shit.
Oh,
and there's this one part I totally almost threw up. It shows back in the day, apparently, they used to take a solution of something and put it in like a turkey baster syringe. And then they show this diagram image of them popping this syringe into the dick hole and then pushing the fluid in. And that,
oh my God.
That shit fucks me up so bad, dude. Anything going in the dick hole. Oh, man, I can't deal with
no
it.
Go.
I saw the syringe push and the fluid go. I turned my head. I couldn't watch. And the guys were all like, oh, okay, Mission Control, you've made your point.
We won't have sex anymore.
It was so fucked, dude.
I'm so sorry.
Ugh. No,
sounds like a good
you.
Fucking movie.
No, yeah. What the fuck is it called? Was it Sex Galaxy, I want to say?
Yeah, Sex Planet. No, Sex Planet, I think. Or Sex Galaxy. I don't know.
Sex...
All I know is it looked like it was an old, like, 50s black and white movie, but it was dubbed. It looked like it was dubbed.
Yeah, definitely. It was like a Mystery Science Theater thing almost, but I don't know. It's really funny, though. Like, I gave it a chance, and yeah, it's very, very amusing.
All I saw were boobies and shit, like, rolling around and stuff in the
beginning. Oh, Sex Galaxy. Yeah, totally.
That's weird.
100 years in the future, due to overpopulation and the effects of global warming, sex has been declared illegal
on
Earth.
Effects of global warming.
But yeah, it's so funny. Like, it's great. You got to see it. It's totally dubbed, like, horrible, and but it's really funny how
like
it's
a really
done.
Stupid, like, Asian movie, like one of those old school.
Yeah,
like,
I have many styles. Good stuff. So
I thought it was kind of funny in the beginning, but I didn't get to watch the whole thing, so.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But yeah, I remember when I first got a hemorrhoid when I was a little kid, I had no idea what it was. And, like, I'm a picker, so I felt this weird thing on my butthole.
Man.
And I start fucking with it and shit. I'm like, oh, it
must
just be.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you started fucking with your butthole?
Well, fucking with the hemorrhoid, which I didn't know at
he
the time.
He fucks with his butthole anyway.
I thought it was, like, a pimple or a zit or something. So I'm, like, squeezing it, trying to pop it. And I'll tell you what, dude, I squeezed the shit out of it, and I popped it, and oh my god, I screamed. And it hurt so fucking bad.
Well, see, wow. I got this one, and I think it's just from shitting too hard, but...
Shit it out!
You know,
shit out!
It's a little guy. It's a little guy.
I'll get it later for you.
Oh, yeah? You want to help me out with that?
Shit, yeah,
Bro-ham?
I do. So yeah, the midwife, surnamed Zhang, she denies the allegations. The report conflicted with a previous statement that said the patient's anus was not sealed up, and there was no evidence supporting the sewing claim. Zhang claimed she applied the ligature treatment to cure the woman's bleeding pile out of generosity, though it violated professional practice. What is a bleeding pile?
Probably a bleeding asshole.
No idea.
I help a cure her bleeding pile. However, the police report said the woman's bleeding position was not the one that Zhang claimed she ligated.
What?
Yeah.
Ligated?
They only gave her $15, and she thought it was too meager, so she sewed her asshole shut.
Good job.
Allegedly. Okay.
Allegedly.
Awesome.
Can't they fingerprint that shit, or...
You would think. There'd be a little DNA up in that
something.
Piece. Ainsby says it could... Going back to your hemorrhoid there, Danny.
What?
It could be from all that anal sex you two have been doing.
No, it was just that one
we only, yeah, we haven't really done the Ainster in a while.
Wanna
just that one
pop
time.
It for me tonight?
Absolutely.
With your dick?
Oh, Bunny. Yeah, I
wow.
do, actually.
That is so...
I'm half hard right now.
Bunny did, that did the opposite for me. Popping hemorrhoids with a dick makes me go limp.
That's I kind of so like disgusting. Hit him like a punching bag, like right. Bunny on Belay says a pile is a hemorrhoid. Oh, thank you. Oh, what if you have a pile of hemorrhoids?
That would suck.
A pile of
I only
piles?
Have the one. Mm. Thanks.
Pile squared.
Gomer pile.
Ha!
I only have the one. Thanks. It's great.
Moving on here. French police in Paris have arrested two teenage girls. They say stole hundreds of euros from unsuspecting cash machine customers after distracting them by flashing their boobies.
Of course they did.
The 14-year-old girls were taken to the Paris prosecutor's office to face charges. While a 12-year-old accomplice was placed in a home.
Wow, you little slut. Jesus Christ, 12-year-old.
No shit, dude.
Wow,
the girls
fucked.
First struck last week when they approached a man withdrawing cash from an automated teller machine in the 6th district of Paris. One of the girls tried to distract him by sticking a newspaper under his nose. Okay,
it's
when
like,
that
hey, don't
failed,
look. Here's my boobies.
When that failed, she opened her shirt and grabbed his crotch while the other girl swiped 300 euros. The girl struck again with the help of the 12-year-old a few days later, using the same method to steal 500 euros from a woman.
Wait, from a woman?
Yeah, I know, right? Look at my tits. What the fuck? Oh, there's your money. Cha-ching.
Too late. Sorry.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Scandalous little bitches, man. Fucking young, 12?
Right? And 14?
Jesus, man. Well, I was fucking at 13, so...
Like, what the fuck are you doing? Were you Were you pulling fucking larceny, like, grand fucking fraud
that
shit?
I was not.
Oh,
sorry.
Man.
I wasn't that big of a fucking hoe or nothing. No shit, but... It took me a good few years.
Moving on, Ohio, not a good place to be right now. They're having a wicked bed bug outbreak.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the problem is so dire in Cincinnati that some people with infested apartments have resorted to sleeping on the streets.
Holy shit.
Because, you know, the streets are a lot cleaner than the fucking...
Well, maybe. Depends on what the fuck they got in their damn bed.
I guess if all the bed bugs are in the fucking house, yeah.
If you got fucking, like, lobsters chilling in your bed...
I know, right?
I ain't sleeping in it.
You ever have bed bugs?
Does pubic lice count?
Absolutely, sure.
Then... A couple times, yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. Danny?
No.
Never had bed bugs?
No. Cockroaches.
Okay. I don't think I have either.
What?
Is that a joke?
No.
Oh.
In your bed?
Cockroaches.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, I grew up in Florida, dude. There's cockroaches and shit like that everywhere.
Y'all
yeah,
got
you
cockroaches.
Get the occasional cockroach in your fucking bed and freak you out in the middle of the night and make you want to cling to the fucking ceiling.
Yeah, and those fuckers are big.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say,
palmetto bugs.
Palmetto bugs. Yeah, they're huge, dude.
Palmetto bugs. And some motherfuckers.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Cincinnati created a bed bug remediation commission in 07, and like other local and national governments around the world, the city's trying to mobilize strategies to control infestations of the resilient insects, Jesus. Which can hide in almost any crack or crevice, come on,
oh,
and go a year or more without eating.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
holy
right?
What do they eat?
Your stuff? Dead skin, I believe. Mm. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not
no,
for
yeah,
sure,
I
but...
know what you're talking about. They're actual bed bugs, and they're small. They kind of look like lice or whatever, but they
yeah,
do get in your
fucking
bed. Yeah,
they're creepy looking, for sure. Oh, and they eat you. They eat blood. So that's pretty gross.
That's awesome.
Bed bugs don't transmit disease, but they can be harmful to mental health, as many Ohioans can attest. Nearly eradicated for the past half century in the industrialized world, Cimex lectularis, the second word, stems from the Latin for small bed, is presenting a 21st century environmental challenge. In the madman days of pest control, quote, you could go down to the local drugstore, buy a DDT bug bomb, and everybody could slay their own bed bugs.
Now you got your fucking unions and shit.
I know, right? Fuck. Says Michael F. Potter, University of Kentucky entomologist, who spends hours pouring poisons on bedbugs in his lab, seeking the elusive potion that kills them without harming humans or pets. Good luck. The yeah. bugs have developed a resistance to DDT decades ago, but Propoxur can still kill adult bedbugs within 24 hours and keeps killing newborns as they hatch. The EPA banned it for in-home use in the 90s on the basis of animal tests and ill effects on adult workers who are exposed to it, of course. I got no bed bugs, but I'm completely retarded now. So it's a, you know, small price to pay, I guess. Mm.
I suppose.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Ohio, you know?
The Hoosier State.
The what?
The what?
Isn't Ohio the Hoosier State?
The Hoosier State?
The Hoosier.
Hoosier? I don't know.
Man, you are so fucking ignorant, dog.
I've been to Ohio. I don't know what their state is known for.
Hoosier?
What's our state's motto?
Go fuck yourself?
No, we're the treasure state.
We're the big sky country. Also the treasure state, though. Thank you, Shauna.
I've never heard the treasure state.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
I'm from the Sunshine State. Yay!
Oh, Bonnie Ambule says Indiana. Thank you, you're right. Indiana is the Hoosier State.
Right, the
My
Indiana Hoosiers.
Apologies.
Who's your state?
Who looks dumb now? This guy right this here.
okay.
Oh, fuck. Well, tourism chefs in Serbia are hoping their annual testicle cooking competition will do for the region what whiskey did for Scotland.
Yeah, make everybody idiots.
Right. And completely destroy your society. Okay. The Testicle Cooking World Championship in Osram takes place for the 7th time this year and is open to cooks and nuts from all over the world. Dishes said to
I
have
wish I could get in on that. I totally do.
I couldn't eat that, I don't think.
I bet you could.
Nah. They're nuts?
I want to cook them.
I don't want to eat
them.
It's
just fucking meat.
I guess, but you're nuts, dude.
It's just meat. I bet you if I fucking cut it up and put it in something, you wouldn't know the difference.
Does it taste like nuts?
You know,
probably
not. In some cultures, that's a delicacy, man.
Well, yeah, in some cultures,
Rocky
so is
Mountain
eating
oysters.
Shit.
Yep, the Testy Festy. We got one of those here in Montana.
Yep, Rocky the Mountain Festival. Yeah, yeah.
The annual the festival. Testicle Festival.
Go Montana.
I hear that's nothing but sex, drugs, and rock and roll down there.
Right?
I hear probably. It's a fucking good time.
They know how to get down, huh?
Well, if they're down for eating nuts, they,
Dish is said to have aphrodisiac qualities, are made from the testicles of animals, including bull, wild boar, horse, shark. Do shark have nuts?
That's right. You want to get horny? Suck on these nuts.
They're on the inside, though. Right.
These nuts.
Shark's testicles are on the inside.
Ostrich, kangaroo, donkey, turkey, goat, reindeer, and
tiger?
Elk.
Tiger.
No tiger nuts?
No tiger nuts.
I'd eat some tiger nuts.
Those are the best kind, dude.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Sex
cool.
Panther.
Organizers admit they rarely get chefs from abroad, but they're hoping the festival will start to attract international visitors to sample the food. Quote, "The importance of a recognizable brand to sell a region cannot be underestimated." So you want to be known for eating nuts.
Okay.
Yes.
Right on. Look at how many people go to Scotland because of the whiskey, or how many people know Switzerland because of their cheese and chocolate.
Woo! That's so they awesome.
They do have good cheese.
They do have.
Yes.
Swiss-miss.
And their chocolate.
Hot
dude,
chocolate.
Dude, and their knives, their army knives are the best.
And their watches.
Yeah.
The Swatch watch. Fuck yeah.
And their bank accounts.
Yes, definitely. And their women.
Switzerland sounds pretty badass.
And their hacking.
I hear that Switzerland has the most beautiful women in the world. It's a proven fact.
Getting pretty close, I would say, yeah,
it's
probably.
It's science.
I thought that was Sweden, not Switzerland.
Maybe it's both.
Maybe.
They're too similar. I don't know. I can't.
We are now hoping that the many famous and varied dishes that we have created in the region will become world famous. So, well, good luck with your nut festival, I guess. Sure.
That's
all right,
great.
And last story for tonight here. This is kind of cool.
Is it kind of cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
An investment company executive was arrested Tuesday after DNA recovered from a female coworker's water bottle revealed he allegedly put semen into a bottle that she later drank from.
Of course he
of
did.
Of course.
God damn it.
Don't be such a
retards.
Prude cunt, and we wouldn't have to do things like that, you know? 31-year-old Michael Kevin Lallana Fullerton, field director for Northwestern Mutual Investment Services, was charged with two misdemeanor counts of releasing an offensive material in a public place and assault on two separate occasions. Offensive material in public place.
I didn't like it. It was salty. I just what? Didn't know what it, I tasted it, and you know, I knew exactly what it was.
I knew
it. So disgusting.
Why?
I should be getting paid to drink this right now.
Why would you do that,
like,
though?
For
like,
real?
Is that just an empowerment thing for the guy? Like, ha, she's totally drinking my semen.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of funny.
Why do why do people do half the fucked up shit they
well,
do?
Well, yeah,
you know?
That's, I mean, why ask why? But, like, the great part about the chick having your semen in her mouth is how she got it there. Sucking the dick. I don't care. I could jerk off in a bottle and make you drink it. Like, that does nothing for me. It's the act of sucking the dick that I'm in it for. I don't care what you do with the jizz after it. Like, that's weird that you would go through all that trouble. I mean, I don't know. That seems weird. Nolly's Undead says he did it for the lols.
The lols.
He did it for the nookie. Who knows?
No, he did it for the lols. Yo.
For the lols, from his balls. Did it all for the lols, from his balls.
So fuck all of y'all.
Jesus Christ.
They claim that Lallana committed the crimes for sexual gratification. The first incident allegedly occurred January 14th when Lallana and the woman worked in the company's Newport Beach office. On that day, he left a semen-laced bottle of water on the victim's desk, and when she returned later, she drank from it.
Semen-laced.
She fell ill and threw the bottle away. 3 months later, he repeated the act at the Northwestern office in Orange County, where the two had been transferred. The woman, whose identity was withheld by prosecutors, again fell ill. Is she allergic to semen?
Probably. Maybe just his semen. Maybe he ate Maybe she's allergic to shellfish. He ate shellfish. Put semen in her fucking thing.
Good theory.
And then she's like, ah.
That's a good theory.
I know. I'm a theorist. That's what I do. I get paid for it.
The woman.
You're doing good, by the way.
I am.
Sorry. Go ahead, Matt.
No, that's suspicious of the water's content. She sent it to a lab for analysis. In June, the private lab warned the woman that the bottle contained semen.
Wow.
She reported the incident to the Orange Police Department. Investigators later obtained Lalana's DNA, which matched that found in the bottle. So
that's
if convicted, he faces up to 3 years in prison with mandatory sex offender registration.
Yeah.
I was gonna say mandatory rape.
Nice. Well, that too, probably.
Yeah. Sex offenders get raped mandatorily.
Mandatory 2 to 5. Guess who's probably going to be drinking semen for all 3 of those years?
Oh yeah, that dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on.
God.
RSO, baby, I'm telling you. RSO.
Cock meat sandwich, extra mayo on it.
That's
man.
Right. You didn't eat the cock meat sandwich. Quote, it shocks the conscience, said the county deputy district attorney.
Not really.
Not yet. I mean, really, does that...
Nothing shocks you anymore.
No.
After you've seen 2 girls in 1 cup...
After you've seen one guy in one glass,
and the human centipede,
nothing
which you have not seen, so you can't really say much.
I don't
want to
see
bro.
It. I want to hold on to what little left of my humanity I have.
It's rough, dude. I watched. It took me 2 times to watch it. The first time,
I
almost puked. It made me dizzy.
Through.
It made me very lightheaded, and
I love it.
So
it
well,
amazing. Yeah,
meh.
Well, anything else before we wrap this thing up?
No. Nothing really comes to mind.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
Be on the lookout for my documentary, Sean's Magical RV Road Trip, coming soon.
That's right.
Jamhole.com.
To a YouTube near you, jamhole.com/YouTubes. And yeah, we'll... Yeah.
See you guys on Friday for the Jam Hole. Yeah.
That's right. Email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where everything's at. 406-204-4687. Leave a message for the show. You can text
fucking
me. 406-848-1739. One sex. Sean has MySpace. MySpace.com/LyricCal406. There's links to all that stuff on the site, of
That's
course.
That's right.
TheJamHole.com/Twitter/Facebook/MySpace/YouTube. All that stuff is up there. Definitely check it out. /donate. Help us pay some bills. Thank you so much to the lady that did donate. You should all strive to be more like her and help us pay for the server that you all use.
You want a date with me on you.
Yay!
That's right. All on you. And remember, September 25th, I made the page. Go to TheJamHole.com/404. All the info's there. There's a map. There's phone number for the hotel that's connected to the venue. It's going to be at Anna's Italian Grill, just like last year. If you want to see how last year went, thejamhole.com/250. You can see the trailer there. You can pick up the full feature movie for $5. Help support the show. Get something funny out of it.
You get to see me in a dress.
And this year, since Sean's here with us, I'm putting him in charge of the Jam Hole camping trip. And it is going to be epic. There is a Facebook event for that. So check that out. I linked to it on thejamhole.com. You can find it. Excuse me. Make sure you're a member of the Jam Hole Facebook group. And then you can RSVP on the event there. And yeah, we'll see you guys September 25th. Camping is going to be Thursday, September 23rd, and Friday, September 24th, going into the live show Saturday, September 25th.
Fucking
If you have any questions about this, text me, 406-848-1-SEX. Text me, I will help you out if you need to know about flights or hotels or anything like that. I will personally help a brother out. I will do that. It's no big deal. I will totally help you guys get all this planned out and everything. This is going to be a great time. Red Fox is coming all the way from Wisconsin. MDS is coming all the way from fucking Florida.
Yeah.
A couple of the Basement Boys might be making their way out here again. So,
again?
And you know,
it's going to be a good time for sure.
I think for planning this trip, I'd like to hear what some of our people going think. Where do they want to be? What type of camping spot? You know, because there's a couple badass spots.
Well, they don't know of these badass spots because they're not from here.
Well, I know. I don't want them to, like, particularly point out on a map.
You want to know what they're expecting.
Yeah,
what
I want to know what the people want.
We just want to get effed up with the jam hole, son.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
I mean, you know, we can get kegs. We can take in orders and pitch-ins for that ahead of
time.
We
will have a lot of weed to smoke.
Faux show.
Faux shizzle.
Maybe we can get some four-wheelers. We can hook up with Odie. Well, it's going to be a blast. So definitely, thejamhole.com/404-404. That's where info's at. September 25th. Fucking be there. It is going to be great. We will be filming it, of course, and it'll go up on the site. McNally said he will put it together for us again. He did great work. KeithCourage.com. Check out his podcast. Check out all of his stuff. And yeah, check out thejamhole.com/250. That was our first live show. You can see kind of about what to expect. It was a great time. So
yeah,
we're really excited.
I can't wait to do it again.
Fuck yeah, second annual. We're very excited for this.
I'm going to buy a pretty dress.
It's going to be a blast. And real quick, anybody that's still wanting to get in on the Hotbox logo contest to win that pipe in the Keef box, it's ending the end of this month, so you got to finish up those drawings, get them sent in to info@hotboxpodcast.com.
Hey, this is the jam hole.
Hey, shut your fucking mouth. Thank you.
Hey, fuck you.
We'll see you guys Friday. Goodbye.
You are listening to the jam hole. The jam hole. The jam hole. The jam hole. .com.